First, we're talking about how some Native Americans say Facebook is biased against them. It has to do with the social media site's name policy.
Arvina Martin joins us now. She's the chair of the American Indian Caucus for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. She's a member of the Ho-Chunk and Stockbridge Muncie tribes. Arvina, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So why are some Native Americans saying that Facebook is discriminating against them?
Well, we've been finding that a lot of names have been reported to Facebook as fake. They're being reported by other users, not necessarily flagged by specific software that Facebook has. And then their accounts are being locked out because their names do not kind of conform to a standard format that, you know, many other Americans do.
And it sounds like Facebook has a policy where it has been trying to root out profiles attached to fake names, and a lot of Native American names, it sounds like, are getting flagged under that policy.
Yes, yes. And when they're being flagged, their profiles are basically shut down, often without notice, and then they have to go through the whole rigmarole in order to get their accounts back and access.
And just to be clear, what kind of names, Native American names, are we talking about here?
They're kind of traditional kind of names that are maybe Anglo or Anglicized. Things like Brown Eyes. A lot of the times the people's names have spaces in them when there's more than one actual word in them. For example, Her Many Horses or names like that.
And in terms of the rigmarole to get as you put it, your Facebook account back online again, what has to happen to do that? What do you have to do?
There seems to be a whole process where you have to prove your identity and prove that that's your name, whether it is taking a picture of your driver's license or a library card or mail and sending that to the Facebook administrators. But it doesn't seem to always be just that. There are stories of people having to send pictures of credit cards that they don't want. So obviously they don't want to do that. And then they have to either restart a new Facebook profile with a name that conforms to the standards, or they're just out of luck.
So it sounds like there's not one standardized route to getting the Facebook profile put back up. It sounds like lots of different things can happen, but it involves social security cards, credit cards, and lots of different things sometimes.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to be uniform.
So from, I guess, the Facebook perspective, they're seeing names that look to them, unless they look closely enough, like made-up names that fit what they're calling fake name profiles. What message does that send, though, when those names start getting locked out to Native Americans? Why are people worried about this?
Because it is just another example of how the U.S. culture at large doesn't see our identity the same way that we do. Our names are our names, and we feel very strongly about them, as everybody feels strongly about their names. And it's, again, another opportunity for culture at large to tell us that we don't conform and we're not the same, and our identities are not as how we perceive them ourselves.
Well, Facebook has been made aware of this issue. What has Facebook had to say about it?
Not much, just that they're continuing to look into things and they want to work with people who have been locked out. But I know that a lot of people that have been locked out are still very, very frustrated with the process, especially those who have profiles that they've had for many years. It's got all their pictures, any posts that they've made. We're finding a lot of people that do social activism are being targeted in this way and having their accounts locked out.
Why would that be?
People that are very active on social media in terms of various issues, people that are anti the Washington Redskins name, for example, or there was an event in the Dakotas earlier where some students were attacked and had beer thrown at them at a hockey game, and there have been a lot of activists talking about that racial kind of hate crime, if you will, experience that they had.
Oh, so they might be out there and maybe more likely then to have another user flag them, maybe maliciously,
exactly,
and bring that to Facebook's attention.
Yes, yes.
Do you know anyone personally who's had this happen and has gone through the procedure?
The people that I know personally that have had it happen to them kind of had it happen years ago, but there are a lot of people in various Facebook groups that I'm a part of who have had this happen, and they talk about how, you know, they have to take weeks out in order to get their access back. And of course, we don't know what happened. You know, if there's people that we are working with through social media, you know, we don't know why they're gone.
It occurs to me this maybe isn't a thing that would be original for Facebook. So many forms in American culture have one space for a last name. If you've got a last name with multiple words with spaces, is this something that's come up even in the pre-social media era?
Yeah, it has. You know, a lot of government forms and other forms don't like names with multiple words in them or with spaces.
Well, it's an interesting issue because America is, of course, a diverse place. And I know that Facebook went through something similar with drag queens earlier, and they had names that were flagged as fake. And it sounds like were somewhat organized, got in there, and now Facebook has apologized and tried to restore those pages. Do you see that this issue with Native American names following a similar route?
I hope so. I really do. Unfortunately, I think that we're such a small part of the population. There's so few of us. You know, when you think about how many users are on Facebook all over the world. And, you know, hopefully the more we talk about this, the more Facebook will be willing to listen to Native people and fix things.
So what kinds of activism are out there to try to put the heat, I guess, on Facebook?
There are people talking to the media. There have been reports in the Washington Post, on ABC News, about the issue and people getting locked out of their accounts and flagged. Things like this, like you guys having me here today. And we're just trying to get things out through various forms of media, whether it is traditional media or social media.
Now, reading some about this, some of the people nationally who've had this kind of issue, there was a man named, I think it was Henry Standing Bear, or that was Creeping Bear, I believe was his last name. He got a personal apology from someone at Facebook, and he wasn't satisfied with that. So given that there's some apologies going on, and Facebook has said that they're aware of it, what would you like to see them to do to remedy it to your satisfaction?
I think that simple flagging shouldn't be necessarily the way to by users, by other Facebook users. I think that is ripe for abuse, especially when there are so many people using their Facebook and other social media accounts to engage in social activism. That's a really easy way to silence people, and we're seeing that happen quite a bit. So we would like that to kind of calm down a bit. I would really like to see Facebook come up with some ideas as well that haven't come out yet.
So dial down the flagging for now and work on a more permanent solution?
Yeah, yeah.
On a wider note, do you see this potentially, while there are negatives here, potentially being a teachable moment for wider issues of Native American culture within American society?
I hope so. We always want these kind of negative experiences to have a positive impact in the long run. And I think that understanding that we have names that are different than other people's names sometimes, you know, that's a good way to start the understanding.
Have you heard from people outside the Native American community who have, you know, rallied to this cause and said this needs to be fixed, maybe?
A little bit. It's mostly people that are allies to us, to the Native American communities, that are already there. So it hasn't gotten a lot of widespread coverage and attention from people that aren't already aware of the issue.
Looking ahead, do you have a timeline in mind how soon you're hoping to see this this problem addressed and resolved?
As long as it gets addressed, I'll be happy with that. I honestly don't have a timeline myself.
And in the meantime, are you still active on Facebook?
Oh, I definitely am. Yeah.
So you wouldn't opt out?
No. It's far too valuable a tool for engaging people and getting ideas out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Arvina Martin, chair of the American Indian Caucus for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. She was with us to talk about why some Native Americans are protesting Facebook's policy on usernames.